Hi, Stephen. I prayed over you before? You just look familiar. Amen. Shepherd's Heart Christian Fellowship. Did I get it right? I Googled to come here last night, and I came up with Shepherd's Heart Christian Church. Did you know there is one? And I was over on Lake Avenue. I'm going, I don't remember the church being on Lake Avenue. I was calling, hey, Al, what's your address? Oh, that's right, Greece. So anyway, you're at the right place. I just said all that to say you are at the right place. Yeah. Not like I was last night before I came to the right place. You are at the right place. You came here under incredible circumstances that were not your own. You didn't create the path to get here. God created it. God carved out a path to get you here. And I get the picture of a pinball machine. And like you were the ball, and God just went like this. Watch this. Boom. And you just went up, and you were like a pinball. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bing, bang. Flipped a couple times, and then score. Shepherd's Heart. The big score is you're here. You came in a little dizzy, a little banged up, like you'd just been a ball in a pinball machine. But you know what? When you dropped in, the points went up, the lights went on, and you said, I scored. You spiritually scored when you came here. And this is where God has you right now, because you're being equipped and trained and restored, and you've gone through surgery, spiritual surgery here. And you're in the hands of good, qualified spiritual physicians. You're in good care, and you're getting strong, buddy. You are getting spiritually strong. And one of the reasons why you're sitting in this chair tonight, because the leadership said, we want to uncork this guy. God, release him. We put the prophetic, paddles on him and boom, pop him a good one with high voltage prophecy and set his heart on fire. And that's what's going to happen after tonight. There's just something God's going to download into you. Just even by the laying on, that's why I'm up here. I'm not giving you a massage, okay? This is New Testament technology called the laying on of hands. There's impartation coming to you. Impartation. Paul said to Timothy, he said, don't neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of hands. And so there's gifting God's imparting to you with the laying on of hands and prophecy tonight. It's a double whammy. Prophecy is good, but the laying on of hands with prophecy brings a download. And this is what God's been doing, but there's a release coming tonight. Something's going to release in you. It's like uncorking, just like pulling the string on a little party popper. It's going to pop, and things are going to come out of you that God has been stuffing inside of you and working into your soul. And it's going to be a good night. You're going to begin to be prophetic. I'm not saying you're going to go out and be prophetic minister, but you're just going to get more prophetic. What does that mean? You're going to be more like Jesus. That's what it is. You know what the prophetic exists for? Make us more like Jesus. That's it. Bottom line, period. Then you can add all the ways and means come under that. But the topic is what? Make people Christ-like. That's why God gave us the prophetic dimension, where we could reach him, talk to him. He can talk to us. We interface heaven and earth, mortal and immortal, all for one reason: make us more like Christ. And you've become more Christ-like since God dropped you in here. And it's not over, but I'll tell you what, you're way farther than you were. And you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And you're really realizing how weak you are and how strong he is. And if there's anything that God's revealed to you, is that you can't do it. And you're not strong. And the little nursery rhyme that we sang in Bible school was right. They are weak, but he is strong. You know, charismatics tried to change that and say, wait a minute, I'm this in Christ, and all their confessions. You know what? But you know what? It's still true. When it comes to us and Jesus, we are weak. He is strong. And Paul said, in my weakness. Paul recognized his weakness. He said, but in my weakness, I'm strong. That's when he sought the Lord to remove a thorn in his flesh. He said, I sought the Lord three times. You've had more than one thorn, brother. You've been poked by some of the best. In fact, when you came in this house, it's like you'd been running like a lost sheep through the thorny thickets and the briar bushes, and you came in, you were a mess spiritually. And the shepherd came. That's why he brought you to the Shepherd's Heart Christian Fellowship. Why? You needed a shepherd. Because you know what? Sheep cannot survive all by themselves. God designed sheep so intricately to represent our relationship with him that he made them absolutely weak. They cannot survive by themselves. They'll die. They need shepherding. They need a shepherd to take their wool off them, to pull the thorns out, to take the parasites, dig them out. They need them to be taken to another pasture. You know, he leads me by the still water and takes me to green pastures. Why? Because if they stay in the same place, they'll just keep eating until they're eating dirt. They just keep nipping and nipping and nipping, and they're so dumb. We are so dumb. Say, I am dumb like a sheep. We are. We all like sheep have gone astray. That's very inclusive. I'm just saying all this because sometimes we think we're in such good shape until we realize all we like sheep have gone astray. And we all need the shepherd. And we all can relate to Psalm 23. Oh, he anoints my head with oil. That wasn't a ceremony. That's because he was all beat up and bleeding, and the shepherds would put oil on the sheep and say, there, it's going to be okay. This will hurt a little, but it's going to heal. He's there talking to him, hold still, Blackie, hold still. Just let me pour this oil on you. It wasn't an anointing ceremony. It was like, I'm going to heal you. He anoints my head with oil. Like a shepherd comes and says, it's going to be okay. And you know what, brother? You're going to be more than okay. You're going to be a lead sheep. There's leadership in you. The shepherds knew the sheep so well that they would find the one that could lead the others, and he put a bell on them. They called him the bell sheep. And when the shepherd moved, he moved right away, and the bell rang, and they all went, oh, it's dinner time, or we got to go. And they all would just follow that. They flock. And all these analogies are because God is really going to teach you about shepherding other people. That's why I brought you to Shepherd's Heart. He's going to give you the heart of the shepherd. Teach you how to love sheep. Teach you all about sheep. Teach you the feeding habits, the eating habits, the dangers, how the attacks come and how they're vulnerable, and yet how that's who Jesus died for. And he himself was the lamb, right? Slain before the foundations of the earth. The Lamb of God. His own precious son he calls a lamb. So, brother, you're in schooling for ruling, preparation, for teaching, and just getting into people's lives and getting them strong in the Lord, producing. And you know what? You're going to find great delight in seeing men's lives turn around. You're going to have a particular anointing, we would say, passion, burden from the Holy Spirit to get into some men's lives that are all screwed up. And they're so screwed up, they don't even know what to do. And you're going to say, I got an idea. They're going to, what? Have you ever played pinball machine? And you'll just like take them down. I don't know if they still make them. I guess they do. You'll take them down to, you know, some arcade and say, remember these? Oh, yeah, I played. I'll tell you, just do it one time. And say, now that was me. You're going to give your testimony right there with this thing going. And they're going to go, what? And you're just going to give them your testimony. We sang it tonight. We shall overcome how? By the blood of the Lamb. There's lambs again. And the word of our testimony. That's your two-edged sword, brother. The blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony is going to really ring with men. You can do guy talk real well. You do it well. News, weather, sports, you know, whatever. You can do all that. But then you're going to do Jesus talk with your guy talk and get them understanding they are a lost sheep. You're going to look at them and say, I just hear these words. Dude, you are lost. You're going to be that frank with people. Because you like people to be frank with you. You're going to be frank with people and say, dude, you are so lost. What do you mean? You're lost, man. You don't understand. And you just go, blah, 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 blah. And then the gospel is going to come flying out of you. Here's the answer. Because you found the answer. You were rescued. You were saved. You're not lost anymore. And God's called you tonight. He's putting a bell around your neck. You're going to be a lead sheep in the flock. And going to ding, 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 ding people right into movement. Because God's going to move this whole flock spiritually. There's a migration taking place. We began last night by saying these are, what I said last night? Seismic shifting. Yeah. So I'll use another word. These are times of spiritual migration. That means you move. Sheep, by God's design, have to migrate or they'll die. In fact, one of the Hebrew words, the root word for sheep, is actually used in the word for migrate. It's that close to how sheep were designed. Have to move. And so the way God moves the flock It's very important in this day and hour. And it all comes down to what? Hearing the voice of the shepherd. My sheep, Jesus said, John 10:27, what? Hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow.
Brother, I see that I have a vision of you standing in the middle of a burnt over place. And then as I look around you, I think it's like a wasteland. Anything that tried to grow just sort of somehow got blasted or died. But then God gave me this scripture out of Isaiah 35. It says, here we go. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will shout for joy. You fought at different times with a sadness that would come over you. For waters will break forth in the wilderness and streams in the Arabah, that's the desert. The scorched land will become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. God says you're God's pool. This is the name he has for you in heaven. It may sound silly, but God talks like that. The scorched land will become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, its resting place. And that's a phrase that's used in the Old Testament to describe a place that's was populated but then deserted. Something happened. Everybody left and the jackals moved in. In the haunt of jackals, its resting place, grass becomes reeds and rushes, meaning where there was nothing but devastation, reeds are going to begin to grow, water is going to come in, and things are going to begin to grow again. A highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the Highway of Holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way, and fools will not wander on it. God says that in the place where you are, he is going to bring in pools of refreshing. He's going to bring in new life. There's going to be productivity. The time is now upon you, and the things you begin to put your hand to are going to grow. They're going to succeed. There's going to be a life to things, and even a temptation for joy is going to be tempting to be joyful. It's going to be tempting to sing. It's going to be tempting to even dance for joy. And you're going to find yourself one day, I don't know where, I hate to be the one, you're going to find yourself dancing somewhere. This joy is going to come over you, and you're going to go, or that's my imitation of dancing, but you know what I mean. And you will find yourself walking on a highway of holiness, meaning that you're going to find yourself and you're going to be encountering situations, and this thing's going to rise up out of you, not a should, No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not going to look at that. No, I'm not going to say that. No. It's going to come out of you, and you're going to find, good, my God, I'm different. This is not me, but it's going to be you, and you're going to be walking on this highway of holiness. In addition, brother, there is a government on you. There's a leadership gift on you, and the funny thing is people will follow you. If you go do something, somebody else will come up behind you, following you, and they won't even know why. And it's because this gift is on you for leadership. And as you walk on this highway of holiness, excuse me for being prophetic, as you walk on this highway of holiness, you're going to look behind you and realize people are following you. You have leadership on you, and if you go do, you choose to do it, and they will follow you. And it won't make any difference what you choose to do. You could choose to be the bathroom guy that cleans all the toilets, and people are going to follow you doing it. You choose to be a small group leader, a Sunday school leader, you choose to do flags. I'm not doing flags, bro. I'm not doing flags. But you choose to do flags, and they're going to follow you. It's just because the gift is there. And I see where there has been a wasteland and things just sort of burnt over. I see just things are going to start to come up. And it's one thing to be challenged by the Araba, by the desert. But it's another thing when you stand in the middle of the crop. All of a sudden you're challenged by the need for harvest. And that's where you're going to find yourself. Challenged by the need for harvest. Have you ever been a farmer? Do you know anybody? You're a farmer? A little bit. You know what it's like then. When the harvest comes in, all of a sudden you go, that crop ain't waiting for me. It's not going to wait. And the challenge is not the bare ground. The challenge is when that harvest comes in and you got to be up, you know, at 4 a.m. and you got to be out there as soon as the light hits, sunlight, dawn comes up, you got to be there. You're going to be challenged by the harvest in the coming days, not by the desert. Amen.
I have to tell you, as they were prophesying over you, I heard the Lord saying, do not get up off of that table. The Lord has been working a deep work in you, and this is a season where the work of the Lord continues in you. God is going to continue to do a deep restructuring work in your spirit, for God is bringing forth a new you out of you that's going to be more visibly seen. And at times it might be painful. It will be painful, the things that are occurring. But I hear the Lord saying, do not get up off of the table. Allow the Lord to complete that season in your life. Because as he's finishing that season, you're going to emerge in a new strength and a new identity that not, it's going to surprise even you. I hear the Lord saying that he has blessed the work of your hands. You're a hard worker. You've given of yourself. You're not afraid of getting your hands in there and getting it done. Actually, you're Mr. Fix-It. And part of that anointing will be that God will have you in ministry, in the things that even you do for the kingdom, you're going to see things that need attention, and you're going to have an anointing to step in there and bring wisdom to get this thing working correctly. There's a life anointing on you because the enemy has come after you and has come after you to kill you. Actually, the picture of you coming in here all bloody, that's right. The enemy has gone after you with a ferocity, with a fierceness, and God has had mercy and God brought you here to this place and you're being restored, but you're going to emerge out of this place with a new anointing for life. God is going to bless you with an anointing for life that no matter where you go and something is not functioning the way it should, you're going to have the anointing, the ability, the wisdom, the vision to see that and say, here's what needs to be done. This thing is broken. Here's how we need to step in to fix it, because the Lord has blessed the work of your hands, and you will step forward and be a blessing in that way. Also, I saw you at a table and you had your checkbook and you were trying to figure the whole thing out. It was a garbled mess, but you were trying to figure it out. And I hear the Lord saying that he's bringing you into a season where not only will it end in everything balanced to the penny, but there's actually going to start being that money left over and even more and more. So the Lord says, I will make it happen for you. God's going to cause things to be multiplied. He's going to bring you into a season of multiplication where suddenly you thought you were running out here, you thought you were running out there, but lo and behold, you had more. You had more here, you had more there, and God's going to cause the resources to stretch supernaturally and bring you to a new place of provision, because God is just going to show you his power in your life. He's going to show you how he's been providing for you and new ways that he's going to provide for you that are going to baffle you. You're going to even stand there and go, now, there is no way I should have gasoline left. I mean, that tank should be dry, but God is just going to move on your behalf and multiply and multiply and multiply, because something supernatural is taking place. The Lord is taking care of you. He is restoring you and bringing you to a place where you are going to walk in that life anointing that he has placed on you. And because of the ferocity of how the enemy's come against you, you're going to discern that very attack on other people. You're going to see when people, the enemy's gone after other people in certain ways, and you're going to say, brother, I know all about that. Let me help you with that. And you're going to have the anointing and the foresight to help walk them through that place of deliverance into a place of wholeness. I believe the Lord's going to bring some key conferences. Even I see in different parts of the U.S. that are going to be very key for you, very strategic. And I believe your pastor is going to be very key in that and say, you need to be here, or you need to come come with us here and come with us there. There are going to be key conferences that are going to help feed you and prepare you to where you're to go. And men of God are going to recognize in you the anointing and the calling of God in your life. And that will be like icing on the cake for you, because God's been speaking to you. You are prophetic. I see in you that God has just been sharpening your spirit, man. There's an instinct that you have on the inside. I have a gut feeling is kind of what we say. You have that gut feeling. You have an instinct, a prophetic instinct that God has put on the inside of you. And that's going to increase a sharpness and an accuracy where you're going to say, oh, this doesn't feel right. Or yes, that feels right. The Spirit of God, it says, the Word of God says that the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we're his children. And therefore, there's a sharpening coming to your spirit where you're going to have a perception, a deep perception, and that's going to increase in the days to come. But just as you're growing in that perception, other men of God are going to also recognize that gift in you. And when you least expect it, you're going to say, I can't believe they even recognize me. They're going to see you and say, man of God, come here. I want to speak into your life. And other key prophetic words are going to be layered in your life like milestones. For you're on a road. This is the long haul. You're on a road into a great ministry of what God is preparing you for. And along the way, there are these signs saying, keep going, keep going. Nope, don't turn back. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And all around that road, you're going to continue to see signs where men of God are going to stop, women of God, and they're going to prophesy into your life and saying, here's the way of the Lord. Keep walking in it. Because the Lord's going to provide encouragement for you. The Lord's going to provide the push that you need to get where you go. Because there's been a fear at times and you've wondered, can I really do this? Can I really do all that God requires of me? Do I have it in me, God, to really respond to the call that's on me? Because you felt the weight and you know that God has something great for you. And the Lord says, son, you do have it, and he'll provide those that will help push you and get you to where you need to go. So you're about to now step into that new place where God is just going to continue to finish that bring you to that place of completion of a deep deliverance and cause you to emerge in a new identity and in a new power like never before. Brother, I want to encourage you to read the stories of Prophet Elijah and Prophet Elisha and how they understood and they saw the miraculous provision of God, because God's just going to provide for you in miraculous, miraculous ways. You're going to be known as a miracle guy. You're going to be known as a guy who has miraculous stories. And every time they're going to say to you, brother, so what's new? What's God doing? Well, let me tell you this one. I mean, you thought you've heard a miracle before. Let me tell you what God just did in my life now. God is just getting your attention and letting you know that as you respond to him, he's just going to provide for you supernaturally. And then to finish, I see just a beautiful rainbow upon you. And the Lord says his promises over you are so true that you can take this to the bank. This is the word of the Lord for your life. Grab hold of this and walk this out. It's not something that we're speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This is how God sees you. And he wants you to know this is how he sees you. So he's adjusting your sight so that you can see what he sees. And certainly God is going to begin to cause that sight and how you've seen yourself to shift, and you're going to start seeing what God sees. So the Lord wants you to know there is a synchronization coming with how you see yourself. He's going to bring forth that new identity, that man of God, that identity of the man of God. And at times you've looked at yourself and you said, I'd like to do, I read about the greater works. I see what men of God do. I'd like to do that stuff. The Lord says, you're going to do this stuff. And not only are you going to do this stuff, you're going to do the greater works. You're going to know the ministry of miracles. You're going to see miracles in practical ways in people's lives. And I even see you going in diners, and I see you just minding your business, running errands, and God will suddenly put someone in front of you that is in need of a miracle. And the Lord says, there you go, practice on them. So the Lord says the season of practicing is coming as well. So you're going to practice how to pray. You are going to practice how to pray, and you're going to develop an anointing and a finesse for prayer and knowing how to pray for people even when they're in dire circumstances. God's going to cause you to be so bold that you're going to go up to those, even that others would say, I don't know if I should pray or not. You're going to be so bold that you're just going to go up and say, I need to pray for you. Is it okay? Can I pray for you? So brother, you're going to step into that place, and it's going to cause you to rejoice, and you're going to move forward in the ministry God has called you.
Somebody.
Thank you, Father. Father, I see that you are hemming this man in on every side with agreement that he is hemmed in. Brother, I see you in the middle of a big herd of cattle. And they're just all jammed up next to you. And it's agreement. Each cow is agreement with God's purpose, God's call, God's favor, God's blessing. Father, I thank you for a community of faith that comes into agreement. God, I see this. And Lord, we come into agreement with you now.
Yes.
Lord, I think we're just all in agreement with you for blessing over this man's life. Yes. Lord, may you send in the water. May he become God's pool. May he overflow with blessing for many. Lord, may the crops come. May the rushes and the reeds grow up where there was nothing but grass. Lord, that there would be no jackal here, no predator here, but that he would be a place of safety. And God, even as you have hemmed him in with agreement, God, we ask for you to prosper his life. And Lord, bring forth your purposes for him in this day. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.